Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Johnson, I'm just going to admit right at the upfront, I'm probably not going to get as many questions into you, so I would like just to pose this. I hope that you would be willing to give us timely responses to questions for the record.
Ranking Member Cantwell, absolutely. It's I will wait for the written questions, and I will respond to them.
And please put it in lucid prose, if you
concisely.
And I'm sure that you understand the importance of the independence of this office.
I do, absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter into the record two letters to Mr. Jacobs and Mr. Fulton, and a letter from Leader Schumer to Mr. Fulton, if I could.
Without objection.
Thank you. Dr. Jacobs, do you support increase in fishing stock assessments and surveys?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you support funding for salmon recovery, habitat restoration, salmon hatchery production?
Yes.
Most recently, tribes in Washington State experienced disasters as far back as 2013 and have been waiting for funding that was appropriated by Congress nearly 2 years ago. Senator Wicker and I have tried to fix many things in the fisheries disaster process. Do you support the Wicker-Cantwell Bill Fishery Failures and Urgent Needed Disaster Declarations Act?
Yes.
Thank you. The chairman, in his wisdom, has been thinking about NOAA Organic Act, which I very much support. Do you support having an Organic Act for NOAA?
I can definitely see the benefit and look forward to working with you.
Okay. I like your conciseness. Okay, back to weather and science. Obviously, Hurricane Dorian brought up some instances in which people thought maybe that science, well, let's just say that there were questions about that process. What can you do to assure that science is always first in weather forecasting and information as it relates to others who might want to, change or influence from other agencies, I guess I would say.
There was a lot of lessons learned in that. I guess in hindsight, we have examined our scientific integrity policy. I would consider it the gold standard among government science agencies, but one of the things that we realized in the scientific integrity policy was it doesn't address social media. It was mainly geared towards the peer review process. So we're working closely with the National Academy of Public Administration to re-examine how we can make our scientific integrity policy more robust. I can say I certainly support it. I would enforce it, but it also applies to me. Since I've been at NOAA, I've published two peer-reviewed journal articles, so it also applies to me.
Okay, back to science. What about Bristol Bay? Isn't this a major threat to the Pacific salmon?
Well, there's five salmon species there. It's obviously an important ground. There's also other recreational fish species there. So we're definitely engaged in a targeted way and certainly view it as something that's important.
Well, I hope you mean targeted in saying how devastating it would be if you had a gold mine in the middle of the largest headwaters to the salmon. So, Mr. Fulton, if you could, I'm very interested in obviously IMFA funding and the fact that multimodal has a cap on it right now. Do you think we should lift that cap?
Senator, as you know, there is a cap for the five-year duration of the Nationally Significant Freight and Highway Program, or the INFRA program. We are evaluating options through the Surface Transportation Reauthorization to address that, but we've certainly heard a lot of interest from all of our stakeholders on that while we still want to prioritize the freight purposes for which the program was created.
So does that mean lifting the cap so that more money? I think what we did is we started a program thanks to predecessors who saw the benefit of moving freight, and particularly in a global economy. While we may here now have who knows what process that we're in that will affect our economy, but nonetheless, we're going to continue to grow in freight. So moving more dollars to prioritize freight seems to be critical. Do you agree with that?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. On the implementation of PTC, what can we do besides fining entities to make sure that PTC gets implemented in a timely fashion?
Senator, this is something that after receiving questions from your staff, I went and checked with the Federal Railroad Administration. Administrator Batory has been on top of this, specifically with freight rail. They've had great success, but the continued engagement, bringing together the suppliers and the rail owners, making sure that they're connecting all the dots so that they can have as much uptake as possible as the impending deadline approaches. So they have an active engagement program that they'll be taking from now through the end of the year to the deadline to make sure they can get as much adoption as possible.
So you're aware that there are people that have been before our committee from other transportation safety organizations who have great concerns that, you know, that we're not doing something to make sure that that is implemented in a timely fashion. You're aware of those comments by NTSB and others?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. Well, I know my time has expired, Mr. Chairman. We'll get more questions from Mr. Fulton. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell.